Ready to ramp up your rebooking rates? Then you're ready for StayFi, the all-in-one solution for Wi-Fi and guest marketing that makes every guest feel at home.
Imagine every guest who connects to your Wi-Fi shares their contact info, not just the one who booked. With StayFi, guests sign into Wi-Fi through a branded login experience, your brand. After login, they'll land on a beautifully branded page showcasing your guidebook, local activities, upsell storefronts, and more. You're not just collecting data, you're creating a connection.
Plus, StayFi ensures verified guest data and separates guest and homeowner networks for security. And guess what? With their new email marketing tool, you can send unlimited emails, set up automations in seconds, and automatically welcome guests with email as soon as they log into your Wi-Fi. It has never been easier to keep guests coming back.
StayFi even integrates seamlessly with your PMS, making it a breeze to import guest data and connect with your guests in the rental or later through email and SMS.
So what are you waiting for? Get 50% off your first 3 months with StayFi using code TFV and start growing your guest list and boosting direct bookings.
Go to StayFi.com/TFE. That's StayFi.com/TFE. Let's elevate your guest experience together. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you'd like to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, all you have to do is go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we'll answer it here on our Tuesday episodes, the Hosting Hotline. Today, we've got a great question from Brie.
Hi, ladies. I am so excited for your upcoming boot camp, and I have a question around how do I know when it's actually lucrative to invest in privacy fencing and creating kind of a compound feeling. I live in a mixed industrial residential area that's not super pretty. And a few guests lately have mentioned they don't feel super safe in the neighborhood, but they love the property itself. And I am getting solid five-star reviews, but I did hear in a recent podcast with one of your guest experts that they really recommend investing in the patio outdoor space if you live in Arizona, which is where I'm at. And so I'm wondering, how do I know if I were to invest $15,000 to $25,000 in creating this compound feeling with the privacy fencing, how do I know if it's actually going to be lucrative, that I'll actually get more bookings and it'll actually pay itself off? Because that feels like such a big investment right now. But in the long run, if it's really going to get more bookings and it's going to pay off, you know, I want to make sure that I'm making great investments. And I am also thinking, if I'm getting a solid five-star ratings already, is it really important to do this? What are your thoughts on this?
Brie, this is a great question.
I'm gonna share a story really quick.
Oh, yeah.
Before we dig in. Sarah and I just stayed in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area for a convention. And we were close to the convention center. So as you can imagine, it was more of downtown. I don't want to say downtown. It was a neighborhood, but obviously close to downtown. And this particular home that we stayed in, thank you, Wendy, from Mostis Host.
Mostis.host. Check them out.
It did have the fence, the privacy fence, like I think you were speaking of. It was the concrete all the way around, had that compound feel, like even part of the driveway, you would drive in and park your car on the other side of it. It did have a pool and a fire pit area, but it was Sarah, myself, and one of our other teammates. And I can share with you that I do think, like, this home, we were kind of, you know, there were three neighbors in back of us and two on the side. So we had, would have had contact with five potential neighbors that I can share. I don't know how well kept their yards would have been in this particular area, but because we had that fence, we did not see anything. They could not see us at all. We could not see them. It did feel very retreat-esque and super private. And just once, when you asked this question, Bree, it really brought up me that particular stay that we just had and how safe it made me feel, how I did not encounter any, we didn't even see a neighbor, see what's in their backyard, anything like that. Again, felt very safe. So just want to share that recently experienced that, and it was lovely. Also, Bree, the boot camp is completed, but we hope you loved it. Sarah and I had the best time.
So many of you, hundreds of you showed up. So if you didn't attend the boot camp this time, we will do more this year.
Yeah, so make sure you're on our email list so you can find out about it. It was awesome.
It was lit.
We are getting message after message pouring in. People are making changes to their listing because it was a booked and profitable. Somebody yesterday, $3,600 worth of reservations coming in, and that's on something that's $150 a night. People are doing the work. So when you do the work, it matters. But back to Bree's question. So hopefully, Bree, we took you through a lot of analytics in the boot camp. So this will prep you for the work. You're going to need to do some work to see if this is going to move the needle.
I have a lot of questions for you, Bree. So if we had you on here right now, we could ask you some questions. We could dig in even more specifically to your specific situation. Because my question to you is how new are your listings? And you mentioned people are starting to mention the location. So you said, but you're getting solid 5-star reviews. So when you said the word solid, I was like, oh, you know how a guest can leave you an overall 5-star review, but they can ding you on things like location and value. And so if you're newer and guests haven't yet done that yet, that doesn't mean they won't, especially if they're giving you private feedback. They might feel a little uneasy in the area.
Yeah, keep an eye on that value and location because that will impact the algorithm.
It will.
And future bookings, which will impact your income.
Now, would it impact your income so significantly that building this fence will boost it right back up? I can't tell you that for sure because here's what we'll have to do. You need to dig into your market data. I like using Price Labs for this, and I can see who are my competitors at the same price range and what do they offer that I don't offer. If it is a private fenced-in backyard or a feeling of more of an oasis or retreat or estate, and they're able to charge more per night, then yes, that would make you more money and drive more bookings.
And we wanted to, and we didn't know, Bree, you said you use the word compound, so we didn't know if you had multiple properties. If you do, you'd want to, you know, or multiple properties on the same, multiple doors on the same property. You know, you could divide that investment across all of them. But for some things to keep in mind, number one, the fence just, I think a lot, like I want everybody that's listening, always remember the overall equity that you have in your home. So yes, is it going to bring, it might bring more value to each and every reservation, but Bree, is it going to increase the overall value of your home? Because that's important, you know, if you are ever going to resell it. We also want to know, if you're putting this fence in, is there a possibility, is there a true amenity that you can add because you have this fence? Maybe it is a hot tub. I mean, dare I say maybe a pool, but is there a fire pit? Is there something else while you're doing construction, while you're making the investment that you could actually charge a higher rate for an actual amenity besides the fence? Could you then become pet friendly because you have a fenced in area? We're not sure if you're interested in that at all, but just wondering, you know, is there a way to do some other renovation at that time that could really impact your daily rate immediately?
And then you need to dig into the data. You need to dig into your competitors. And when people are shopping around, again, I don't know how you have your things set up. Like, do they stay at, are there more multiple properties? Do they stay at all of them? Do you separate it off? Who are your competitors? What are they making? We're going to link our pro forma in the show notes for you, Bree. Now, I know you're not purchasing the property. So you, when it comes to like purchase price and things of that nature, you don't have to put the down payment. Like you don't have to put anything in those sections. But what you could put in, we have a cell for construction or capital improvements or furnishings. That's where you could use your fence. And then you could put in your expenses and how much you're currently making. So at least you can figure out how long it would take you to make your money back, your investment back. And then pairing that with the market data, if this would actually, how long would it take you to make your money back? Would it affect, your future bookings? But I do wonder too, and you could ask, I know in Scottsdale, Phoenix, Arizona area, there are realtors who specialize in the short-term vacation rental market. You could also ask them their experience with fencing in your area and what that could do to the equity appreciation value of your home and to bookings as well.
Yeah. And with that, I'm going to use Sarah's idea of an oasis. Is there a way to add maybe, again, something with a lower investment, like a cold plunge, an outdoor shower, something that, again, makes this outdoor space more desirable?
And Brie, maybe it was you in the boot camp, but I remember someone else talking about the quote unquote compound. And I took a poll in a boot camp and asked people if they thought compound was a negative word or a positive word, because I know that there are some news happenings where the word compound has gotten a negative connotation.
And well, yeah, so it's
culty, right? And so I didn't know. I was like, is that just me, my perception? So Brie, some other words that you could use if you end up doing the fence is retreat, estate, sanctuary, manor, oasis, pavilion. Things of that nature might sound more enticing than the word compound. Just, you didn't ask for that feedback, but I'm giving it.
But
anyway.
This is where you're going to have to make sure the math masks. But Brie, I also heard it in your voice a little bit that it's probably weighing on you that you're listening to the guests that might have some concerns. So those are some of those things that don't fit on a spreadsheet. And we could just kind of sense it that like you're starting to wonder, will the solid five stars continue if guests are starting to mention it? But the one thing we could tell you immediately, and if you were in the boot camp, we brought this to everyone's attention. Please note this, if your guests are saying certain things about the area, you want to make this known to future guests. That way, if anybody right off the beginning knows that they're it's obvious to them, you've mentioned it ahead of time, it's not a complete surprise.
And if one guest mentions it, then other guests have thought it and they just haven't brought it to your attention, Brie.
Yep.
And whether they leave it in your review yet or not is, up to them to do. I also, yeah. And if you're in this for a long haul, Brie, maybe it's not something you do today or this year, but maybe you put a portion of your income into a savings account or a checking account that saves for this and capital improvement down the road.
That's what I really like. It's like with each and every reservation, maybe there's just a percentage that goes in. And then once you hit a certain amount, then you take the plunge. And
I'm just going to do it because we love them so much. But Brie, I don't know if who you use for business banking, but Relay makes it really easy to do this. Like on the fly, create a checking account. It's free. You can do it within seconds yourself online. And then I'll do this when like I want to hire a new employee or I want to save for some sort of capital improvement. I'll have this special savings account. I can automatically put a percentage of my income that goes into this account. I don't have to think about it. And then with time, it just builds up. And when it reaches a certain threshold, it's like, okay, it's decision time. What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm. Love it. Let's do it, Brie.
All right.
Thanks for signing up for the boot camp, Brie. We appreciate you.
Yes. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.